On Alaska's final home basketball games of the season are this weekend. The Raiders will host 2A foe Tok on Friday and Saturday nights. Coach Riley Spetz says the boys' team last played Tok in the 2018 state tournament, winning 44-41, but he says the Wolverines are returning several key players.
They got a real big kid who plays in the middle, who's going to be a tough matchup for us, and then they also have an all-state guard that's come back. He was a freshman last year and a sophomore this year, and I think there's a couple other kids that were on that state team. And so, you know, they got a good group of kids there that know how to play a good brand of ball.
While Unalaska graduated 11 seniors from last year's squad and changed its coaching staff, Spett says the Raiders are starting to find their identity.
There's a lot of time left in the season. I know it's flying by, but the kids have a lot of work to do if they want to be where they want to be at the end of the year. So we just got to get better every day, like I've been saying. You know, probably every interview is take every day one day at a time and use it as a chance to get better.
Meanwhile, the Raider girls are riding a two-game win streak into the matchup with Tok, who they beat in the regular season last year, 55-26. Here's Coach Casey Clausius.
If we shoot 40% as a team, we're doing pretty good. And if we cut the turnovers down under 20 every game, we've been right around that about the whole season. So the games we're shooting good, and then their turnovers are low, we're playing a lot better.
Clausius says Tok will be the first 2A team the Raider girls face this season.
Since we've had a really tough road at the beginning, and now it's kind of possibly could be getting more in our favor with Tok and then the Dillingham tournament, we're just hoping that the girls stick together and realize that we still have to go to practice, we still have to work hard, we still have to sweat together, and the biggest part is just having fun doing it.
KUCB will bring you live coverage of all the home basketball games, starting tomorrow with senior night. The Raider boys play first at 7 o'clock before the girls tip off at 8:30. Then on Saturday night, the girls hit the court first at 6 o'clock, with the boys wrapping up the weekend in a 7:30 start.